Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, whose campaign manager on Friday released a memo stating he would have to drop out of the race if he failed to raise $1.7 million before the end of September, remarked that this is not a partisan issue. He and former Representative Beto O'Rourke of Texas reiterated their calls for Mr. Trump to be impeached. Even if Mr. Biden's primary competitors don't take direct aim, the perception of Mr. Biden's son leveraging his connections cuts a stark contrast with two leading rivals, Ms. Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders, who have centered their candidacies around a fierce populist message of rooting out corruption in Washington. It's a message that worked in 2016 for Mr. Trump, who cast Mrs. Clinton as the avatar of establishment self-dealing, a past or prime creature of Washington unable to adjust to the times and to produce real change. Mr. Biden's team is actually aware of that comparison. After Mr. Biden initially gave only a meager retort on the Ukraine issue Friday, his campaign decided to go further. Sensing an opportunity to highlight Mr. Trump's fixation with Mr. Biden, his campaign released a statement in his name condemning the president for abhorrent and conduct and demanding Mr. Trump release the transcript of his call with the Ukrainian leader and allow the Director of National Intelligence to release the whistleblower's claims to Congress. Advisors to Mr. Biden said his initial reluctance to comment reflected his prudence about discussing sensitive national security matters rather than unease with the work of his son in Ukraine. But the former vice president is highly sensitive about questions regarding his family, and it was not until several outlets reported on what Mr. Trump said in the phone call last month that the Biden campaign determined it should try to go on the offense.